right, Mace, you may or may not know this, but okay. As someone who grew up outside of Southern California, yes. This one may miss you.
Okay.
John, you and I talked about it a little bit. We were doing, Jerry Springer died today, right?
Oh, sure.
So we were
talking. Jerry Springer, former mayor of Cincinnati.
Yeah. Former lead anchor on a newscast of the number one rated newscast in Cincinnati.
Yeah. I knew he's mayor. Wow. I didn't know he's a newscaster.
Oh, yeah.
But
his credibility sort of drifted away from him.
He chose a different path.
Yes, he did.
He chose a very different path. So we were picking and talking about our favorite kind of trash TV shows, and one of my draft picks, Ireland, was Wally George.
The greatest. Oh, my gosh.
Do you know Wally George?
No, I don't know Wally George.
John, do you want to try to explain Wally George?
So he was on a cable access show, so think Wayne's World.
KDOC.
Yeah, it taped in Santa Ana, and it was a small set with a desk, an American flag. Was that his real hair or was that a wig?
I think it was a wig. I assumed it was a wig.
This shocking white hair. And he was the original, the very first right-wing extremist.
Yeah.
Okay, so he would invite a Democrat on. He'd pack the crowd with all his fans. Wally George.
Yeah.
They're screaming, Wally, Wally.
Yeah, yeah.
And some poor sap would come out and say, well, I don't think there's an illegal immigration problem. And Wally would explode. He goes, you're everything that's wrong with this country. You see this flag? And the crowd would go, Wally, Wally. And well, let me make my point. Well, I will not let you make your point. You are an ass. And he would just yell at people. And at least 30 times the audience would just start chanting Wally.
And we would berate the audience, too. There would occasionally be a non-Wally fanatic and they would all turn on him. It was
I remember
so
one
far
time,
ahead of its time.
He's like the original.
His daughter was Rebecca De Mornay.
I mentioned that, too.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. And
now you know who we're talking about?
Remembrance of him. Yeah.
So when Risky Business came out, that was obviously a huge hit, but she played a hooker who has sex on a train.
Yes.
And one of those guys, Trav, in the audience one time said, well, Wally, who are you to talk? Your daughter's taking... And he just, Rebecca's a grown woman. She can make her own decisions, and you are a moron. And he just would start screaming. And then the crowd would go, Wally,
Wally.
It was the precursor to Morton Downey Jr.
Morton Downey Jr.,
They were all playing characters, though, right?
Oh, like,
Wally was not that. Wally was playing that. Wally was like Colbert, only not particularly creative.
I heard your trash TV draft.
Yeah. Oh, I did not hear it.
And
yes.
I'm shocked that none of the four of you took MILF Manor. Do you know about MILF Manor?
We've talked about it. Yeah. I have not had the pleasure of seeing
it. Oh, so you could go to reality. It wasn't necessarily talk show guys.
It could be just trashy.
Yeah, keeping
TV
up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives.
Do you have the list in front of you if you wanted to? So
Mace, I have the list.
Read it off for
all right,
Mace.
So it's Travis chose Jerry Springer Show,
yes.
Geraldo Rivera, and then Wally George.
Strong.
Where's Morton Downey Jr.?
<Right there.
laughs> Taylor chose Cops, Maury, and Loveline.
Okay, there you
also
go.
Also excellent.
I chose Love is Blind. Blind, Dance Moms, and MTV's Next.
I haven't seen any of those.
Can't recommend Dance Moms enough.
Dance Moms,
by the
way, is pretty awful.
It's terrific.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Alan chose Jersey Shore, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Million Dollar Listing. The thing is, none of us watch MILF Manor, which is why we wouldn't have picked it.
But I mean,
it's all things we watch.
Million Dollar Listing, even I watch. I don't consider it to be necessarily... trashy.
No,
like,
what you need...
I just like to see the houses and how big they are.
So you need the next iteration of that show.
Was the Orange County one, right?
No, it's Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset.
Yes.
Now, that's the one you mentioned. Yeah. That's the one
that's
you mentioned.
Selling Sunset is trashy.
Trav, Selling the OC is that on steroids.
No, it's terrific.
It's basically a bunch of girls dressed like they're trying to audition for Playboy selling houses.
Who I really question even have real estate licenses.
Yeah, I would like to make sure, I'd like to see their credentials.
Right. Maybe this is the one house they
sold. The star of that show, that Selling the OC, who they tried to turn into a villain, like literally every single time she's on camera, it's just a massive
Isn't
shot of
that
her
Chrishell?
Cleavage. No, Chrishell's on Selling Sunset.
Oh, okay, got it.
I got the G-rated version with Million Dollar Listing.
Million Dollar Listing is kind of normal.
That's just a real estate show.
Josh Flagg and, you know.
Yeah, that's normal. When you go to Selling OC and Selling Sunset, it turns off. Now, I have a pretty good, Jerry Springer died today is why we brought this up. I have a pretty good Jerry Springer story that Mason's heard, but I haven't told in a long time. So I go on vacation, Lisa and I go on vacation with these couples, and we just decide that it doesn't matter where we go. We all have fun together, so we'll go anywhere. So every time your turn on the wheel comes up, you get to pick the place. So one of my friends picked Laughlin.
Nevada?
Laughlin, yeah. Nevada.
Okay, which is...
The river.
Picture Vegas, but grimier.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been.
It's like a step down from Reno.
Right, exactly.
And Reno, Reno's...
Reno looks like Monte well, Carlo.
By the way, that may be the best description of yeah. Laughlin I've ever heard. But yes. So we go and we get there on like a Friday night, and I get out of the car and we walk in. There's like four couples. There's eight of us. And never in my entire, because this is like 20 years ago, never in my career have I been recognized this much. It was almost like
really?
I was being punked. And so I walk into the casino and the security guard goes, "Man, it's great to have you here. I can't believe you're here." And I walk in and this guy walks, he goes, "Oh my God, I watch you every night. I can't believe you're here." I'm like,
"Were you on the news still at this point?"
Yeah, I was doing, okay. I did sports every night on KCAL.
Okay.
And I'm convinced now that one of my friends has put, it's got a comedy troupe and yeah. they're just tagging me out. And this is the first 20 minutes of the trip and they're just messing with me. And they all swear they're not. And even Lisa's looking at me going, "This is weird. Like, you've been recognized." We go to check in and there's this super long line. And this guy comes out from behind the counter and goes, "You don't have to wait in line. Come here."
Wow.
And
awesome.
I'm like,
KCAL, power what? Of KCAL.
I'm like, "What in the hell is going on here?" And literally, like a light bulb going off. We get our room keys. We go. The doors open. Now, keep in mind, I did sports on KCAL from 10:45 to 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock every night was Jerry Springer. So the door opens to the elevator, and this guy, nobody, by the way, the weirdest thing about this was no one ever called me by my name. They all said, "Hey, great to see you. So glad you're here. You don't have to wait in line." No, not John, not Ireland, not no, nobody knew my name.
Sports guy.
Yeah, nothing. And finally, the doors open, and this guy sitting there with one of those drinks that's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Looks at me and goes, "Hey, you're the guy that's on right before Jerry Springer." It
oh
turns out
gosh.
In Laughlin, everybody would watch Jerry Springer, so they would tune in at 10:55. They'd watch me for 5 minutes
and then
catch the beginning of the Jerry
that's
Springer
funny.
Show.
That is awesome.
My friends, to this day, they texted me today when he died. He goes, "Oh, now we can tell that Ireland story again. We haven't told it for a few years."
But
that's awesome.
It was, yeah, I was the KCAL.
The guy before Springer.
And Don Corsini, who was the GM at KCAL at the time, was good friends with Springer.
Okay.
Knew him, helped produced his movie. And so he gave him that. He kept him
Forgot
in that slot
he had a movie.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was the name of the movie was Ringmaster.
Yeah.
And it was like basically a story about all the people that would go on Jerry Springer. And it was like had a lot of sex and nudity. And you know.
So if you're, for example, right now, a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
And you want to prove somebody is your
baby daddy.
Baby daddy. Where do you even go
Maury.
Without a job? Is Maury still
that's,
on?
That's more. You're
Maury
crossing the stream.
On? Oh, really?
So Maury is the you are not the father guy. Maury's entire show is paternity tests.
Okay,
yeah.
Three facts about Maury Povich.
Married to Connie Chung.
Yeah,
that's
one.
Number one.
Son of Shirley Povich,
who is a legendary journalist from Washington,
one
D.C.
More fact. One more Maury fact.
Will I get the third one?
Like Jerry Springer. A former number one rated news anchor in like Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia and New York.
Jeez.
And those guys, Springer and Maury, just turned left and realized how much money was in it.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, "We're never giving it up."
Somebody needs to look this up. I think Maury's still on the air.
No, really?
I really do. I think that it's still
well,
on
you
the
remember,
air.
He started as the host of A Current Affair.
Yeah,
right,
A Current Affair.
Right.
That's right.
It actually ended in 2022.
Oh, okay. So
switched over to Maury. But yeah, there is a lot of bad TV.
Did you log
there.
A lot of trash TV?
Well, Jerry Springer is a really big deal, especially in Ohio, because we knew him as the mayor of Cincinnati.
Sure.
And look what the mayor of Cincinnati is doing now. That was actually a big thing. I'm not a huge... Ireland is a huge trash TV guy.
Can't get enough of it. We'll watch anything.
He's like Real Housewives of Des Moines. He's all over it.
Well, I'm surprised none of you guys threw Temptation Island in there, which was maybe the worst idea ever, but a decent TV show in the sense that they got couples that were together... And they send him to an island, and they take the guy, and they send him to a place where there are 20 girls, and they take the girl and send him to a place 20 guys. And these are the best-looking people ever, and they just try and get him to cheat. And it was great.
Yeah, that's a good concept.
So not one of the originals, but the original of Real Housewives was the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Okay.
So down kind of sort of where I live and where you grew up.
Right.
Right. So this before it became this huge phenomenon, when it was just kind of getting started, you would occasionally see these women out and about.
Yeah. Mostly at Javier's in Crystal Cove.
So you're on to something here.
Yeah.
One of my good buddies, single guy, used to go to Javier's in Crystal Cove.
That's where they all hang out.
To hang out and get a drink and maybe meet somebody.
Did he go there because of this?
No. That was his spot that he would hit occasionally. One of the housewives took a fascination into him.
Made a run at him?
Repeatedly.
Wow.
And he was not really feeling it all that much. Like he didn't need that part.
Were there cameras there?
No, but she kept telling him, A, she liked him.
Yeah.
And she was interested in him. But hey, if you and I, you know, you can be on the TV show and you can do all of this, that she was aggressively pursuing him, and all of us are egging him on to do it.
Right.
Like we're
just for the story. Yeah,
absolutely. Like you have and my buddy is a bit of a wild card.
Yeah.
That he didn't do it today is still one of the great regrets of my life. That he had a moment of maturity.
I have a friend of mine I went to high school with. Shout out to Mike Fell down in Orange County. He's an attorney. And he's like Mason. He would never, ever say no to any chance to appear on television.
I got to get on TV.
So, and he's got a great personality and he's funny. And so he has now become kind of, he's perfect for it, but whenever one of these girls gets in trouble, he represents them in court. He's appeared 6 or 7 times on The Real Housewives.
Wow.
And he's always wanted to say, well, you drove drunk and you crashed your car into a tree, but nobody got hurt, so I think I can get you out with just probation. Oh, thank you, mama.
Did he ever get invited to Andy Cohen and the Clubhouse or whatever the hell they call that show?
Well, that's in New York. That tape's in New York.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
that one of Andy Cohen's shows?
Yeah. But,
and don't
so
they
the
fly
girls
everybody
go,
in
the
to
girls
do
go.
That?
Well, remember, Trav, the pitcher Matt Keough, his ex was one of the Real Housewives.
Gina.
Yeah. And she's not anymore, but she was in the original cast of mm-hmm. the beginning. I went to school in my class at Corona Del Mar was Matt's sister Rainey, who's really nice and now lives in Colorado and was really cute and fun. But that was like, so we all had connections to that show through my friend Mike and through the Keoghs and through everything.
I'm always amazed. Ireland has all these friends who are doing people I went to are like overweight and living in the same house they grew up in.
Corona Del Mar and Toledo are a little different.
It really is different.
Trav, you ever been to the Quiet Woman, which is a bar that's in downtown Corona Del Mar?
Yes.
So did you ever see the episode called The Not So Quiet Woman when they had a food fight in
no,
The
I
Quiet Woman?
No.
Oh, throwing plates. It was the greatest. It was awesome.
Is there any show you would say no to?
Let's see. I always think I should be a reality show. I would be a great reality show.
You
want to
be a
show.
Participant or a host?
Oh, I'd like to be a participant.
Really?
Oh, I'd like cameras following me around.
I couldn't do it.
I live a wild life. As you know, Ireland, I live a wild life. It would be fascinating to follow.
You order candy off of Postmates.
Off of Postmates, that's right.
Yeah, what else?
No, lately
what else?
Not anymore.
You only have to send the cameras to here and Mason's house.
No, lately, Ireland, we've been going out for a cocktail every night.
Oh, that's good.
At a different place every single night, yeah.
Within how close to your place?
A couple blocks.
That's okay.
Walking
that's
distance.
All right.
Walking distance, yes.
Nothing
it's
wrong
best
with that.
When it's walking distance, right?
You don't have to worry about driving.
Yeah, don't worry about driving.
Hosting one of those shows would interest me a great deal.
Well, Jeff Probst,
participating,
Jeff
not
Probst
so.
Has made a fortune.
He has done that forever.
But that's like, is that not like the middle? That's
not trashy.
It's not super trashy, right? It's kind of, it's just reality TV and you got the conch or whatever it is they hand each other to kick somebody off the show.
Here's the torch and all that business.
But like The Bachelor, that gets, pretty trashy.
He made a lot of money doing that,
Chris
right?
Harrison,
Chris Harrison.
He's out now. He got Me Too'd or something.
Have you ever gotten the opportunity to host one of those?
No, but it was interesting. I got an offer to when it started, TVG, the horse racing network, offered me an anchor job. I turned it down, and Chris Harrison took it.
Oh, really?
And then he went on to be the Bachelor.
Stepping stone.
That could have been my road.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't.
I lost a job too. I was doing. This wasn't trashy at all. They were doing. Tony Danza was producing a sports politically incorrect show. This is when Bill Maher was doing that show on ABC, and it came down to me and George Lopez.
Really?
Yeah, and I could not stop sweating.
You had an Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks. I sweat the entire time. Lost the job to George Lopez. Now, ultimately, the show didn't go anywhere, so I didn't feel so bad. But that sweating. I remember Eric Kramer saying,
quarterback?
Yeah, the Kramer. He was one of the panelists on that thing.
Yeah.
And we went to a commercial break, and he said, wipe your face, dude. Wipe your face,
At
dude.
Least you lost out to George Lopez.
I know.
He's like a famous comedian.
It could have
been somebody named, George Rodriguez that we've never heard of. At least it's George Lopez.
George Briones.
Yeah, George Briones.
Whoa. Good
George
afternoon.
Sedano, that would piss me off.
Super Crosstalks, powered by...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, that was rough last night, John. That was rough.
Somewhat predictable, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, they'd won.
After going overtime the game before.
They'd won 13 of their last 15 at home. Best home team in the league.
Yeah.
Best home record in the league. So, yeah, not completely unexpected. What was concerning about the game, I thought, was how, first of all, two things. One, how tired LeBron looked. I thought LeBron looked gassed.
Yeah, he even said that after the game.
And the second part of it is, and I understand they got within 12 in the fourth quarter, but why were those guys out there burning energy when you got to the fourth quarter and they were down 20? Why not give those guys a blow to get ready for game six?
Michael asks the same question all the time. I think some of it has to do with whether or not they want to come out.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a partnership between Darvin and LeBron and AD. And every once in a while, you got to protect players from themselves. But I thought, you know what? I did a game in Philadelphia this year.
Right.
Where the Lakers were down 11 with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah.
And Michael said, why are these guys in? And the Lakers went on an 11-0 run and sent the game to overtime.
Right. I remember that.
And actually had a couple of chances to win it, but both Austin Reeves and Anthony Davis missed free throws.
Yep. I just think you expend so much energy to get down 12, and you've got a game in 2 days, which is, I mean, I don't want to say must win, but you kind of better win tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's a better win. If you go back to Memphis after losing two in a row,
it's going to be scary.
Yeah, it'll be really hard.
Especially after game off day, game off day, game off day.
Yeah, I think they're going to win tomorrow, but I don't know. I think Golden State's going to win tomorrow. So listen to this. I have a, this is the just this time of year for me.
Yep.
But I have to pack basically for a week, and I don't know where I'm going. I'm going somewhere Saturday morning.
Right.
You may not. Oh,
yeah.
A possibility.
Yeah, okay. You may not.
So the one scenario which would allow me to not have to go anywhere
is if the Lakers win.
No, the Lakers win and the Warriors lose.
Right.
But
otherwise, you're in Golden State on Sunday.
If the favorites win, I fly to San Francisco on Saturday for at least 4 days.
Yeah.
If the Lakers lose, I fly to Memphis on Saturday. If the Lakers win and the Warriors lose, I get Sunday off.
So what do you do? Do you just like ball up a series of suits, and do you probably have like that thing where you put them in a plastic bag and then you suck all the air out of the bag?
I haven't worn suits on the road since the pandemic. I just wear.
Sweaters. You wear suits at home.
I do, with no tie.
Right.
Yeah. When I stopped doing TV locker room, I just said, I'm wearing suits at home, and on the road, I'm just going to wear a sweater and a dress shirt.
Yeah. Everybody got more casual after
the pandemic. Yeah. Well, especially the coaches.
Yeah. Right. Coaches.
None of the coaches even wore suits anymore.
Yeah. I thought that was my one concern. And LeBron obviously didn't have his best game. I don't want to say wasted, but Anthony Davis had a great game. Anthony Davis was really good last night. And you want to take advantage, because Anthony Davis can be the disappearing man at times. You kind of want to take advantage of nights where Anthony Davis has a really, really big game. They weren't able to do that last night.
Right. The honest answer to your question is, it's a must-win for Memphis. You know,
it is a must win for Memphis, of course. It's a better win for the Lakers, right? Yeah.
So, are you going to watch the draft?
No, I'll watch day two of the draft. The Rams have 11 picks.
Well, that's why I brought it up. Did you see Mel Kiper's latest big board?
Trading up.
He says they're going to trade up and draft Hooker, the quarterback out of Tennessee.
I would not. I don't like that at all.
Well, I mean, Mel could be wrong.
I don't like that at all. There was a report that the Rams at one point were going to trade up and get Will Levis. Now, Levis is way too high in the draft.
I heard he's going no lower than 12th.
Here's the thing about the Rams and what they're doing. And I think it's a mistake for the Rams to go quarterback in the first round or with the top pick. There are also reports that at the 36th overall pick, they might take Fresno State, Jake Haener, Purdue's Aiden O'Connell, BYU's Jaron Hall, a series of guys. Why would you, when you need secondary, when you need edge rusher, when you need defensive tackle, when you need offensive line, why would you go quarterback? Unless you believe that guy's like the next thing.
Yeah, that would be the only thing, because they're punting this season anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to draft for depth.
Yeah.
Maybe they like this kid Hooker out of Tennessee and he's really good, but and that's why Kiper. I don't think Kiper just made it up out of thin air.
No, didn't. Although it was Bill Barnwell who said trade Aaron Donald and get to 3 first round picks. That was his projection for the Rams. So I think it's sort of silly season when they start trying to guess.
Right.
Aside from the first cut, even the number 2 pick is kind of a jump ball.
By the way, Bergman, how many minutes between picks do they have now? It used to be 15.
It's 5, isn't it?
I hope it's 5.
I think it's 5. And then I think
no, it's 5 in the second round for sure. In the first round, is it maybe 10?
Maybe it's 10. I can look it up.
It's changed recently.
Especially if you're picking in the top 5, you know pretty much who you're going to take.
Right. And the reason they want to give them time on the clock is in case somebody wants to make a last minute deal. Whatever time limit you set, the deals will adjust.
It is 10 minutes.
Oh, that's interminable.
So that's 3 hours and 20 minutes for the first round of the draft.
Yeah. Yeah, the second round, the third round will be interesting for the Rams. They've got a total of 11 picks in the draft, including 1 second rounder and 2 third rounders. I'll be interesting to see what they do. I kind of hope they do go offense, because the one thing I hope for this year, and I don't think it's going to be a good year, I don't think they're going to win a lot of games, but I at least want to see them score a bunch of points. Right, I want it to be. If we're gonna lose, I at least want it to be
entertaining. You want to lose 40-34,
exactly, yeah. Exactly, and have some fun doing it. So yeah, the draft. I always think the draft is. I mean, I know it's on ABC and it's on ESPN and it's on every single channel. I rarely have any interest in it unless the Rams are picking.
Right.
In the first
I used
round.
To when I was a reporter in San Diego. I used to have to cover the draft, and we would go down there. It used to be like during the day on Saturday.
Yep.
And we'd go down there at like 9 in the morning, and we'd stay there until 7 o'clock at night. It was like the longest day of the year.
Yeah.
And back then I think it was 15 minutes between picks.
Do you watch the NFL draft, Bergman? Or are you?
I mean, I'll
do you
see
care
what
about the Raiders.
Do
the Raiders have a first round pick?
They do have a first round pick. It's number 7.
Do they have number seven? Now, are you not?
I mean, they didn't make the playoffs.
Are you not intrigued by that, John? Your team picking at number seven?
When is the last time we drafted anybody good?
Well, you've got new guys now. Like, right, Mike Mayock and John Gruden, they were a mess. But you've got new guys now.
You know where they came from?
A team that drafts really well.
No, they don't.
New England drafts well in the second, third, fourth, fifth round.
Their
team is comprised mostly of guys who went late in the draft.
Right. So, but that doesn't do anything for the seventh pick.
We're not talking about the seventh pick. We're talking about somebody getting paid. According to Ian Rappaport sources, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have agreed to terms. He has his deal.
Did they say what the terms are?
Not yet, but they will be out soon. It's going to be very, very large.
So
I wonder if he got a fully guaranteed deal.
I wonder
how he wanted the Deshaun Watson deal.
Yeah, I wonder how it measures up against the deal that Jalen Hurts just got. I wonder if Jalen Hurts getting that deal helped to reset the market to some degree.
I think it's absolutely no question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you can go to him and say, hey, look, Hurts came in for this. Let us give you this. This is commiserate. We think of you as our Jalen Hurts. Let's get a deal done.
Yeah.
So according to Adam Schefter, the two sides still are working through language, but the Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens deal will get done per league source. Baltimore will keep its quarterback.
Yeah, I thought it would wind up that all
Me
the time.
Too.
I thought he might have to play on the franchise tag, but it's good that he got a deal. I mean, he certainly deserves a deal. I think that the Deshaun Watson deal screwed everybody up, and maybe the Jalen Hurts deal reset the market, and that's why they were able to come to terms. Yeah, next Friday, do you know where you are next Friday?
No. Me and Sonano are on hold.
So,
because I know there's a big remote, and if I'm in town, I'll try and go. I hope there's probably going to be a game that night. I may not be able to go. I don't know. It all depends on where the Lakers' schedule is.
So does the Golden State series start no matter what on Sunday?
No. If either one of them lose tomorrow, then their game seven is on Sunday. And that means game one would probably be Tuesday or Wednesday. And game
you would potentially be
gone Friday.
Be gone Friday.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll say it this way.
But, I mean, if I'm in town, I'm planning on being there.
Meet us in the OC on Cinco de Mayo, ESPN LA. Taking over Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim for a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We're giving away Angels tickets. We've got Mandy Awards tickets, which, like, there's a black market for right now because
right.
They're all sold out. Plus Solita gift cards and more. It starts at 10 a.m. Travis and Slee. Me and hopefully Ireland, Sedano, hopefully, and Cap, and the entire 710 crew.
Sedano may be done with the playoffs. We'll ask him when he comes in today.
We'll find out. The whole 710 crew at Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Light the fire within and feed your soul. So when you get knocked out of the playoffs early, is it a disaster or is it part of the journey? We'll get into that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
No such thing as a Mason curse.
Not anymore.
Now, is there such a thing as a Mason good luck charm?
No, because you've had a lot of losses.
There you go.
But are you going to go tomorrow night?
I am not going to go. I labored. I went back and forth and back and forth. And finally, Bergman pressed me for an answer.
And you said
no.
Yeah, I did have to press you for an answer.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you for giving me the answer.
You're going, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Who got the other?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Yep. Nice. So Lindsay will be there, too.
Yep.
Jorge, not in consideration at all? Not in the running?
Never got asked.
Never got asked.
You got to ask?
Hey, now you got Friday night.
Never got asked.
Exactly.
So last night, the Milwaukee Bucks crashed and burned. They are, weirdly, they won the game that Giannis didn't play in, game two.
Right.
And lost the rest. They would lose 4-1.
I find this thing with Giannis after the game fascinating.
Me too. So here's the question that Giannis got after the game.
I just asked Bud the exact same question, but I'm curious for you. Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. Okay, because I'm not that up. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know? And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know? Michael Jordan played 15 years. Won 6 championship. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one. You know, I didn't want to make it personal. Because you asked me the same question last year, and last year I was in the right mind space to answer the question back. But I remember it.
What do you think of that?
I get what he's trying to say. This is the old, it's about the journey, it's not about the destination. But the destination has got to be at least, when you're facing the number 8 seed, a team that had to play in for the second play-in game, it's a disaster.
He's being praised for that answer by people like Mark Cuban and other people in sports, and frankly, he's wrong.
Yeah.
I love Giannis, and he's not a failure because he's one of the greatest players ever to play the game. He's going to be fine.
Yes.
But because of their team's performance, people are going to get fired. People are going to, you know, he said,
leave.
Do you get a promotion?
Chris Middleton might
leave.
Yeah,
do you get a promotion? Yes, I reported. Do you get a promotion every year? No. But if you do what the Bucks just did, people are going to get fired.
Yeah.
It's not Giannis. They're not going to fire him. He's the best player on the team. But this was absolutely a failure. Greg, did you put the Shaq stuff in?
Yeah, I got the Shaq.
Okay, so this is more how I feel. Here's Shaquille O'Neal right after he heard Giannis say that.
I think like everybody else. You know, when I didn't win, I was very hard on myself. You know, like he missed a lot of free throws. You know, we talked about that before. We talked about how his team shot. So when you're the great player and they expect you to win and you don't win, in my mind, it is a failure. I played 19 seasons, and I failed 15 seasons. When I didn't win, it was a failure, especially when I made it to the finals versus the Rockets and lost, made it to the finals for the fourth time with the Lakers and lost. It was definitely a failure. So, you know, I can't tell everybody how to think, but when I watch guys before me, but the Birds, the Kareems, and, you know, that's how they thought, so that's how I was raised. So, he's not a failure as a player, but is it a failure as a season? I would say yes. But also like his explanation, I can understand and respect his explanation. But for me, when we didn't win, it was always my fault, and it was definitely a failure.
Yeah, the one thing he said there was, I can understand his answer. I can understand his take in that moment. But, you know what, had they lost to Boston in the second round,
right,
or Philly in the second round.
The point you're making is the critical one. It's how they lost.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's a failure. And, you know, Sedano always says two things can be true at once.
Right, it is two. Right, you it know, is a journey and all that stuff. And Phil Jackson, you say it's about the journey.
Only one team can win.
Correct.
But to say that that's not a failure, to be the number one seed and the favorite to win the NBA title and to go out in the first round in five games, I would flip it on him. How is that not a failure?
Yeah.
I love Giannis. I think he's one of my favorite players to
watch.
In
that moment.
And favorite players to cover. I just think he's wrong.
In that moment, would you have, do you think he should have said failure, disaster, or do you understand why he approached?
Ask me that question.
Okay. Giannis, you're out of the playoffs. Do you consider this year to be a failure?
100%. Our goal was to win the NBA championship. We positioned ourselves all season to have the best record in the toughest conference. I honestly thought, and no disrespect to Miami, but I thought when these playoffs started, we were going to roll people.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it. We underachieved. We failed. We've got to examine everything we're doing. I know only one team can win, and I don't want to disrespect the team that just beat us. Miami, and especially Jimmy Butler, should get a lot of credit. They played great. But, yeah, we failed. And we got to figure out why we failed and get better.
Historically, how many times, I'm just throwing this out there, how many times has the one seed lost to the eight seed?
Six.
Six times.
Ever.
Six times in history.
Yeah. So, you were in New York when it happened once.
I was. That was the crazy Van Gundy run.
Went all the way to the finals.
Yeah. There's no way to position this. Now, it is two things can be true at one time, right? Bergman, two things can be true. It is about journey and all that stuff, sure. And there's a philosophical approach, and you know, Paulo Coelho, Eckhart Tolle, all those philosophical guys, I'm sure, like Deepak Chopra, all those guys would say journey, not destination, blah blah blah. But this is sports, and the destination has got to be championship.
100%, and John's absolutely right. It is actually a failure. I mean, he says it in there. There's no failure in sports, or something along those lines, and that's just patently false.
Well, he said Michael Jordan. Did he say Jordan quote in there?
He said there's no failure in sports or something.
Michael Jordan won six times. Did he fail all the other years?
So, but they also weren't.
I think Michael Jordan
would say yes.
He would because he's that type of player, and Giannis is that type of player too. But they also weren't the one seed. Now, when in the second three-peat that the Bulls had, and they were the one seed, and they lost to the eighth seed, that would have been a failure to them.
Of course.
Sure. 100%.
So it also, and this is, again, not taking anything away from Giannis, who's great, but if you ever get around, every once in a while you'll come across somebody in sports that gets physically ill when they lose.
Right.
I've only met two of them in person. Jimmy Johnson, the football coach. When Jimmy Johnson used to lose, you didn't want to be anywhere near that dude. He was so driven that if he lost a game, he immediately started, okay, how do I fix what just happened?
Right.
And the other one was Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe, you could not talk to after a loss. All right. It was even sometimes in the playoffs, even after wins,
right,
Kobe would say, people would say, you just won a great game and you're not even excited. And his answer would be, because the job's not done. Kobe's personal happiness was dependent on him winning or losing. Giannis looks at it differently.
Right.
Doesn't make Giannis wrong, but I just disagree with him.
Yeah, it's interesting that you put it in the context of, do you get a promotion every year? And sports is different from the rest of us because it is a zero-sum game.
Of course.
You either win or you lose. If you're driving around out there, you're a sales guy and you haven't gotten approached, it does not make you a failure. But if you're a basketball player, it is a zero. If you're an athlete, it's a zero-sum game. There's either winning or there's not winning. And, of course, only one team can win. I think the thing that makes this a huge failure is, again, the fact that it happened in the first round. It happened to an eight seed. The Heat needed a second game in order to play into the play-ins or into the playoffs. I mean, all of that. I think the answer would be more acceptable had they just lost to Joel Embiid or had they just lost to Jason 100%. Tatum. You would say, oh, yeah, no, they were a great team, and I don't think the criticism would be what it is now.
Sure. It's also, I mean, you're talking about a Heat team that was just in the finals against the Lakers not too long ago.
Sure.
It's pretty much the same team.
Yeah.
That is a very
good,
Jimmy Butler
was unbelievable.
Sure.
That last
fantastic
shot, the 56-point game, all that stuff, he was fantastic.
Did everything. The problem is they lost 4-1. one. I understand Giannis got hurt. You're the
one seed, lost
and you
in five
lost
games.
4-1 in 5 games. That is
a failure. The question asked is, how is that not a failure?
Yeah. Yes.
You lose to the 8 seed in a 5-game series.
Right.
That is...
Now, John, what do you think Miami can do going forward here? Can they beat the Celtics? Can they get...
Well, they don't have to play the Celtics. They're playing the Knicks.
They're playing the Knicks, so they should win that one.
Well, the Knicks think they're going to win.
Yeah, the Knicks... I wouldn't call that a sure
thing. Knicks beat them 3 out of 4 times this year.
How far do you think Miami goes now?
They can get to the conference finals, but I mean, I think in the end, the winner of the Philly-Boston series is the team that's going to go to the finals.
So the Philly-Boston, you don't think Miami can win that?
Because I do.
After Miami can win this.
Would
you
not agree?
I think Miami can go to the finals.
But in Vegas right now, I'm sure Miami is the third pick out of the East to go to the finals.
If that.
Philly.
Knicks might even be favored to win
right,
that series.
Philly-Boston, I think the winner of that series is the better team.
And Embiid isn't healthy.
Yeah, and Embiid's not healthy. And what is his status?
Doc Rivers, last time he talked, said 50-50 that he plays.
Yeah, Boston has been the overall favorite in Vegas to win the title for a while. So I would imagine they still are.
Are you sure Milwaukee wasn't?
No, Boston was. We actually went through the odds the other day.
Boston.
There you go. All right, coming up. Oh, by the way, we should mention Dodgers did lose today. They wind up losing 2 out of 3 to Pittsburgh. They lost 6-2. Unfortunately, Julio Urias had another... bad start, gave up 6 earned runs, and that's back-to-back bad starts. In the lineup, they still don't have Will Smith back. They had Michael Busch at third base today because Max Muncy is still on paternity leave. He went 0-for-3. James Ottman hitless. No, nobody really hit except for Jason Hayward had a couple of knocks. And David Peralta had a 2-run single. So that was it. Dodgers lose again. They're scuffling. When they get Max Muncy back, when they get Will Smith back, the lineup looks very different, but they're really scuffling right now. Wheel of Questions is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, Ireland, what do we got?
Okay. If your significant other was a florist and chocolate didn't exist...
Okay.
What would you buy them to say that you're sorry?
So chocolate doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They're a florist, so they see flowers all the time.
Yeah. And you screwed up. You have to apologize. You know what I'm doing? Benji. Cold hard cash.
Does she not have
a Benjamin looking at you?
I'm sorry. I ran off with that other girl. Here's a Benji.
But does she not? Is this in a world where you're married? Because she also has access to your money. I imagine she's spending plenty of Benjis on her own.
In that case, gummies.
Gummies. That's a good answer.
Bergman, what are you getting?
I mean, I love your Benjis option, but jewelry, right? Isn't that the right way to go all the
jewelry.
Way through?
Jewelry.
Jewelry is really the right way to go.
Really a good call.
Yeah, he took mine. Jewelry.
Like a spa day?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, here. It's a day for you. This is a day for you.
Get a massage. Yeah.
Day for you.
All right, Jorge, serious question if you get the massage. Do you pay for the happy ending?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
What did I do wrong? How bad did I mess up?
Yeah, how bad
What if
it?
You did what you're paying for? Yeah, I don't know if it would work.
That's a tough one.
Mace, what are you doing?
Okay. This is very out of the box. Puppy.
Oh, you really screwed up.
No, a puppy. Because puppies are cute. It'll get her to go, aw, your love is going to last 15 years. 15
not
years.
Not a day more.
Yeah. No, a puppy, I don't think you can go wrong with.
That's not a bad answer.
We were thinking about getting a third dog.
You have two now?
Two now.
But I barely can handle one.
Sophie's
Murphy, the dog, is 100% puppy.
Sophie's going to be 17 on the 4th of July, and I feel like we need backup dogs. Need a backup dog for when Sophie goes.
Backup dogs.
Does that not make sense, getting a backup dog?
Yeah, because then when one goes, you have another one already.
Because Ron, plus Sophie just lays around. Ron is somebody to play with if we get a backup
dog. Is it going
to
be Purolene?
No, it's not going to be Purolene. It is not going to be Purolene.
Maybe you'll just give her another $500.
But it is going to be a small dog like Ron because I want to be able to stick it in a suitcase and take it with us on vacation somewhere.
Stick it in a suitcase? No,
stick
holes,
it in
nothing,
the suitcase.
Throw it in the suitcase, put it at the bottom of the plane.
So, no, I can't go bottom of the plane. That's cruel.
Yeah, no, I would never put a dog in
you
the
make
bottom
up
of the plane.
Make up a story that you need a service
dog.
Oh,
all
or
you
got to
do is you can go on Amazon, buy one of those little vests, and you're all set. There it's not like they're asking you for papers. If your dog's wearing a vest, it's an emotional support dog.
So I had two big dogs, and I had to put them on the bottom of the plane in crates.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, if they're big, you probably had no choice.
I had no choice. It was going to Hawaii and back from Hawaii.
I'd have bought him a ticket.
I don't think it
doesn't work that way.
I don't think you're allowed to.
You cannot buy a dog a ticket?
But I'll tell you, one of my dogs, she was a mess afterwards and forever. She was never the same after
that's
being
why.
Oh, that's
planes.
Terrible. Yeah. Hey, at what point do you have to buy a baby a seat? Like, I see moms with babies all the time.
A lap child?
At what point?
2 years and up, after 2 years.
Is it 2 years?
Yeah.
And are they checking?
Yeah.
So Maite is...
Because they ask you for an ID. Remember, when you check in, they ask you for an ID.
Does Maite have an ID?
No, but you know her passport. She's got her passport coming. Or
Maite has a passport?
Yeah, they're going somewhere this summer.
Okay,
yeah.
And so
wait
how old is...
they're going, you're not going.
You're not going?
No.
How old's Maite now?
She's going to be 5.
So she needs a seat.
Yeah.
You can't just pretend.
Nah, I can't.
You can't pull that off.
Nah.
Yeah.
You pay it.
I always wonder. By the way, line tomorrow night, Lakers... Bergman, we already talked about it. Lakers favored. What do you think the line is?
What do I think the line is? Lakers favored.
I guess 3.
I was going to say 2.5.
Lakers minus 4.5.
4.5.
4.5.
Wow.
Now, here's my question. We've been throwing around a lot of mythical money. I won a bunch last week. I think I won $31,000.
You did?
I won $5,000 from Momo the other day. She thought Milwaukee was going to come back to win the series.
Oh,
I was like, it's ridiculous.
They had that game last night. They just blew it in the
end. Handing me $5,000 mythical dollars. What is the official scoreboard right now, Bergman? Because I want to make a bet.
All right. You have 130,000, Mace. John, you have 112,000.
Okay.
I have 77,000. And Jorge, of course, has $383,000.
Wow. Right, so the question is, how do you catch Briones? You got to bet big to win.
Well, remember, if the Lakers advance in this series, I get $125,000 mythical dollars.
That will help.
But on top of that, give me $30,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers minus the 4.5 tomorrow night.
Solid. What are you going to do, Jorge?
60.
Oh, he's going up to 60. 60.
That's so smart 60. By you, by the way.
Double
that is
it.
A
oh, right.
Strong play.
By the way, that's strategic, too.
Exactly.
Strategery.
Yeah, if I pick up 30, he picks up 60.
Exactly.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah,
you can bet bigger than the rest of us.
Well, because he's you know what he is? He's the big stack at the poker table.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I think is really fun? I think it's fun to guarantee wins. Like, I guarantee. Like Barkley did, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Sauce is the Kings going to whoop their ass tonight.
Ooh.
Guarantee it.
Oh, my
guarantee
God.
It.
Really?
And it ain't going to be close.
Ooh, say it the way you
really? It's not going to be close.
All right, well, say it with your chest then.
The Kings are going to blow the Warriors out tonight.
And?
Guaranteed!
How big is his ass?
They ain't dropping nothing.
Nothing. Oh, that's good.
Are you buying what he's selling here?
Guaranteed!
Isn't this like a running bit? Every time he guarantees something, it goes the other way?
Is that true? Is he bad at guarantees?
Yeah, very bad.
I'm really good at guarantees.
You're terrible.
Oh, I'm really good.
How big is his ass?
Yeah, there you go. I'm really good at. I'm an excellent guarantor. I'm known for my guarantees.
Well, guarantee something.
I guarantee. Oh boy, this is really setting myself up. I guarantee the Lakers win Game 6.
I think you should have to come to Memphis with me if they don't.
Is that the booby prize is going to Memphis? It's that bad?
I love that. Can he do the show next to you? Can he sit with you?
Well, you know that hotel's so good with the
comrades. Yeah, that hotel has got extra excellent
we'll
Wi-Fi.
So this is off that day.
Okay, wait. This is how screwed up my life is. I'm openly rooting for the Warriors, not just because of Clay, but because San Francisco is a really good Comrex hotel and Sacramento is a really bad Comrex hotel.
Although, you know, I just thought of something. So...
That mean, by the way, a Comrex is something I use to do the show when I'm on the road.
And sometimes there's a delay, and I think there was like a second and a half.
It was awful.
But if I'm doing the show from Memphis with you.
Yeah, and then we're
we'll
good.
Both be on the same delay.
Yeah, we just can't take any calls.
We can't take any calls, but we can't talk to Bergman.
But, yeah. But Bergman's the producer, so we wouldn't be taking any calls anyway.
Well, we're going to take a 2 o'clock call.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Coming up.
We had a fantastic call. Bergman, you got to admit, yesterday's call was smoking. The best call
smoking
I think
hot?
We've taken. Smoking hot.
What was the subject of the call?
Lakers. Okay. It was Lakers.
He had good opinions on the Lakers.
Really good, strong takes.
By the way, I have a contract.
You have a new contract?
I have contracts from Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, okay. Is it all guaranteed?
It's not all guaranteed, but it's a 5-year, $260 million contract. I believe there's $185 million guaranteed.
So that's more than
the... That's pretty close to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that's in the ballpark. He's 233.
Guaranteed!
There you go. Guaranteed! And by the way, all of our breaking news is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Go there.
Do us a favor.
I didn't have the rest of the thing because you just threw that at me. I didn't have the rest of the thing, but I knew that much.
Not bad. It's all at the top of your page.
Go there.
Just click on it.
Go
Live
there.
Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a new slogan. Go there.
Guaranteed.
All right, so 2 o'clock call of the day. Every day at 2 o'clock, we take a call.
Some of them are really good, others not so much. And if you ask us how we're doing, Jorge will hang up on you.
We don't want you to say how you guys doing because we are doing just fine. But come with something strong. Think about what you're going to say. Plan it out a little bit. Don't write it down like you would on the Rome Show, but plan it out a little bit. And come strong, 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-ESPN. 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up next. By the way, we're on YouTube today. You can watch the YouTube live stream presented by LAFD. Go to join LAFD.org for more information. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.